Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Well, who would have thought as little as 5 years ago that we would see the mighty United States of America, or more specifically its government, in the current deficit position it now finds itself? However, it appears with numerous increases to the debt ceiling under the Bush administration, the funding of two wars, and the near collapse of the largest economy in the world, it was perhaps inevitable that the current debt troubles would unfold. As we have witnessed with Greece, albeit on a smaller scale, it is very hard to get out of debt if you continue to borrow. So let's take a look at some of the facts and figures of where the US currently stands debt-wise. Currently, the US government has a debt ceiling set at a massive $14.3 trillion. This debt is funded through the issue of government bonds. US bonds have almost always been regarded as a risk-free asset, and up until recently, this was a pretty spot-on assumption. I mean, you had the most powerful government in the world backing such an investment. This process of increasing the debt ceiling and issuing bonds works well in an economy that can support such an increase in debt. However, with a collapsed property market, high unemployment, and a fractured business environment, the US government has witnessed a massive fall in tax revenue hitting the coffers. And this has fed the crippling state of affairs we now see, where the US government does not physically have the funds available to pay the interest on its debt. In fact, the US government will actually run out of money and be unable to pay its bills on August 2nd. Last week, US Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner stated that if the debt ceiling wasn't increased, the US will fall short in its payments by an estimated $134 billion. Isn't that amazing? Although it may appear on the surface an easy task to simply raise the debt ceiling, this is not so in reality, as President Obama is struggling to negotiate a deal to appease the opposing Republican Party. Briefly, the Republicans want Obama to slash spending before they will provide the go-ahead for any short-term increase in debt. However, the Republicans also want to be assured of a slashing of the deficit over the next decade of somewhere between $4 and $6 trillion. So will the US go into default? I don't think this is likely, and I'm sure the government will come up with some sort of resolution prior to the August 2nd deadline. However, let's assume for a second that a default does occur. As we always say at Wealth Within, it's good practice to hope for the best, but also plan for the worst. Given this, what would occur if the US government cannot agree on a solution? Firstly, if the government does default, it has to make the painful decision to either send out checks to welfare recipients and government employees, or put such payments aside to pay its interest bill. From all reports, the latter is a more likely situation. Ratings agencies would immediately downgrade the US government credit rating, which in turn means it would cost the US more to borrow money, which then translates into increasing interest rates as the government looks to claw back additional funds. In addition to this, this further impacts the current debt standing. As interest rates rise, so does the US government's interest bill to creditors. Higher rates would also hurt a very fragile housing market and business owners. As such, housing defaults would likely rise again, and unemployment would see a steep rise. Wall Street would take a huge hit as investors sell down on assets. Those hardest hit would be the superannuation equivalent 401k holders, whose account values would plummet, much like the value decreases we saw during the GFC. More US banks would collapse, in particular, those that still rely on government support. Prices on essentials would rise, meaning inflation would run rampant, and the US dollar, as the reserve currency, is likely to be no more, as its value would also take a dive against other major currencies. Finally, world financial markets, in particular those with a large exposure to US debt, which is a stack of advanced economies including ours, are also likely to take the US lead and see massive decreases in asset values. As you can see, the picture really isn't pretty. However, I'm sure over coming days we will hear details of the new plan from the US to raise the debt ceiling. For now, all we can do as traders and investors is ensure our stops are tight and wait for the news. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. to learn how you too can maximise your investment returns. Call 1300 ShareTrade.